can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. War after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watch It for Jesus program this afternoon. End of the week it is. And my name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of the show. And family, welcome. Here we are. I'm going to complete today the end of the week. I was, during the course of the week, I was talking about things that people don't like to talk about. That's what my show is all about, is talking about things that people don't want to talk about. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense now, does it? That's what I do. I talk about, no, not to make sense. I do make sense out of that which they're trying to hide. Now let's put it in perspective. All the distractions, Ebola, sunburst, sunspots, meteorites heading this way, World War III looming in the background, UFOs flying around every which way, bumping into each other. Flu, virus, Ebola virus, Lord knows whatever else. Oh yeah, ISIS. All this is keep your eyes off the main bowl, ball, for the coming bowl, Super Bowl, which is the New World Order. Family, which has been defeated from the very beginning. But they will have their day in the sun, and they will have their day in the fire. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. People are forgetting that fact. You know that if you believe in humanism, then you've might as well throw all your education away. You've wasted all your life for going to school of any kind or going to church of any kind, doesn't matter, in the search of your origin. I mean, after all, people search for their roots in Ireland or roots in Africa or roots in wherever. They want to know their family background, their great, great, great times 10 grandmother and all this stuff. But I think also they want to find their origin as a human being. Where do we come from, et cetera, et cetera. And that's where they get stymied, perplexed. Because then if they search far enough, they will find that there is a God. Man cannot develop man himself. The earth that in its state as an inanimate object did not create itself. The universe did not create itself. The universe is not in itself a God by itself. You ever talk to a rock? I know a few along the way I've talked to, and some of them said I was one at one time. But seriously, if you talk to a rock don't talk back. A rock doesn't create itself. Oh, but the aliens. Oh, okay. Yeah, you got the aliens. Sananda Emmanuel, the false alien, the Saint Germain, Nasera. Oh, thou come, you'll remember it when I've said it before. And when it comes in the future, the fake that they're coming with. El Moria, Saint Germain. So-called ascended masters or fallen angels are what they really are. Fakes and frauds and doomed to hell for sure. They're your so-called aliens that's going to appear down the future. Called disclosure. That's going to shake the world up. I see it nothing more than a Halloween on steroids. It's coming. And a fake prosperity period, a fake Armageddon, a fake Christ, a fake Antichrist. But we're heading close to that first seal of where the real Antichrist will appear, whoever he may be. Nobody knows. Nobody knows when. But you'll know when everything changes. But keep your eyes on the ball. And that ball is Jesus Christ. The real Jesus Christ that nobody knows what he looks like. Nobody does. And certainly not the pictures you see today. Everything is designed and set up leading to that point. Even the very elect will be deceived if that were possible. Freemasons are foot soldiers for the elite. Many of them don't even know. And it's a promise. It's a guarantee. It's documented. Every Freemason will be targeted for execution once the Great White Brotherhood has total control. This is documented in their own plans. What I try to do as often as possible is warn them what's coming by exposing the evil of the secret societies. Of they themselves don't even know. And exposing what's behind it is a perverse spirit which manifests itself in mankind through homosexuality, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing, murder, rape, a perverse spirit. We're vehicles, physical vehicles that are in the middle of a supernatural war. The war is for your soul. That's the bottom line. And it's not philosophy. It's not a philosophical notion or even a religious notion. Religion was designed to hide Jesus Christ and the truth in the King James Bible. That's what religion was designed for. And to hide religion, make it ambiguous, they came up with philosophy. It goes back centuries upon centuries. And this is also documented in the Illuminati's own textbooks on setting up philosophy, religion, politics, science, all of the arts, painting, acting, harmony, beauty, education, and religion were all designed, every bit of it, with objectives, milestones, councils, committees, infiltration, murder, deceit on all areas designed to control the population of the world for generations. And I'm not telling you it's partial. I'm telling you this has evidence to confirm it, virtually irrefutable. And alluded to almost specifically by the Bible itself. Denial doesn't change a thing. Running away or attacking the messenger won't change a darn thing. Because there's nothing, the elite, there's nothing that the secret society is, there's nothing that the fallen angels can do to stop the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this planet. It is impossible to stop. They can take us away, those that's telling you the truth, they can take us away one by one, but there'll always be a replacement. Always. But as a matter of fact, if you're a born-again Christian, God's going to take it away anyway and take it to Him. And say, so you want the earth? You got it for a short period of time, but here's what you're going to get when you get it. That's called the tribulations. Nothing they can do to stop it. They're even trying to control it using science, HARP. Control the weather that they've been doing for 20 years or 30, 40 years. They've always tried using HARP and other scientific methods and opening up portals and human sacrifice at the highest level of your government and of governments worldwide and your kings and so-called queens and whatever. They're nothing more than slaves of the fallen angels. That's all they are. Just little worker bees. Little foot soldiers. That they themselves set themselves up high so that humans will find them to be majestic when in fact they're nothing more than mere slaves. That's all. They backstab and murder each other at a whim. That's why they can never rest. They can never be sure of their own lives because of the deceit they know they are, the dissenters that they are. They can never trust each other, much less anybody else below them, certainly not above them. So what keeps them in tow? The rewards that they receive is what keeps them in tow. The rewards they get on this life and their lusts, Satan controls by giving them what they want. Commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment, world kingdoms, the world organizations, every single one of them. Many other things. And through the world system that Satan has developed, and everything I'm telling you can't be proven. They offer people power and riches, possessions, worldly honors. Well, let's be exact. The Rhodes Scholarship Program. They take a blood oath that's absolutely horrific and just plain nasty. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. The oaths they take, the ceremonies they produce, they orchestrate, Nobel Peace Prize, all that is to keep them hooked, crooked, legitimized for nothing. It just goes away. After a while, their name's on a roll. That's all it is. It means nothing. It really doesn't. Intellectual achievement, that's what that is all about. Social prestige, sinful pleasures that they don't tell you about. Anything they want. So Satan can enlist their work for his diabolical plan of world domination that's only going to last a short, short period. I'm going to expose today, I'm not going to talk about Ebola. I might mention a little bit, but only to be watchful of it, that it's also orchestrated. Ebola designed at Fort Detrick, Maryland, with HIV and the Gulf War Syndrome, a man-made disease. blamed on God for whatever reason. The Luciferians and the perverse spirit is the root of it all. And we'll talk about that. Hopefully we'll finish it today. If not, I'll just go into it on Monday. I'll dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. We got a lot to talk about. Lord, thank you for today. Father, we come together in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of your Son. Father, we dedicate this program and our Bible studies. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word contained in the King James Bible. And Lord, we thank you for those that, Father, our families, and Lord, the free will that you've given us to make that choice decision. You've given us that freedom. Lord, we thank you for the diversities you put upon us that makes us stronger. And Father, we thank you for that Holy Spirit that keeps us strong, that you're there always. We know, Father, your Son died on the cross, rose again, and Father, he's coming back. And Father, we look forward for that day, and we pray for his return. Father, it's thy will be done, not our own. Father, we pray that you'll point us in that direction. That, Lord, you'll give us what we need, that we fulfill thy will, not our own. That, Lord, we can be used in your service. We, Father, pray for our family members that in need of healing. We pray for those who asked for healing in the past to revisit that, Lord, to go back to those prayers. Father, for those we prayed for to give them healing and use that healing, Father, for your service and glorify you and healing in your name. Father, we pray for courage to come into those that's going to be whistleblowers, that's going to, Father, speak the truth out of the governments and the education and the science and the military, that, Lord, you'll pull them out to start speaking the truth and to become whistleblowers in the name of your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray against these fallen angels. We pray against these names of Sananda and Jermaine and all these false saints that, Father, present themselves before man. And Father, you tear down their protection and their facade and show them for what they really are. Father, we pray that you take down the protection of the Wicca, take down the protection of the Satanists and all the like, and expose them for who they are in our country, in other countries, and the various positions they hold, to expose them to this world. Father, we call upon you to protect those children. Father, it's being sought after and abducted. It's in captivity now, awaiting those days of sacrifice. And Father, you take away their ritualized sacrifice and expose it to the world, and Father, so that others can pray against them and to close down those portals. But Father, we know that things have to happen for judgment to come upon this world. But Father, that to give us time to witness to others and set up the divine appointments that we can witness to others and, Father, support each other until that day comes. For that day of the Lord, that Father, judgment will come down upon, and we're sooner closer to that state of millennium and return of Jesus. As Father, we pray on that belt of truth. And we thank you, Father, for the belt of truth. We thank you, Lord, for the breastplate of righteousness that we put on the sandals of peace and take up the shield of faith. And Father, to put on the helmet of salvation, to protect our minds from deception that comes our way. And the salvation, both for today's battles and all for all eternity. And Lord, to keep us on inspired, taught, educated through the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. For the scriptures you've given us to use in times when we need to resist the wiles of the devil and cut through deception and to gain your victory in all battles. And Father, we call upon you to break the power of all these curses, to tear down the protection of the Wicca, the Satanists, and all the like, and expose to the secret societies the true agenda that is going on in the higher level, that, Father, they can renounce those blood oaths and get out of these secret societies and go back to their families. And come back to the bosom of Jesus. These things we pray, the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, a few notes I want to make. Comments, notes, whatever. It's brought up. I haven't made a big deal out of it. I don't really care if I do, but it seems to be coming up a little bit more often. New people that come on my channel and come into my broadcast, whatever. I don't talk much about it because I don't really care about it, but I will mention it this time. There's a couple of videos. Well, it's more than a couple of videos. Quite a few videos, actually. A former acquaintance, you might say, knew about 5 or 6 years ago, at one time was quasi-friendship or something with a person on the Facebook or YouTube or whatever about Queenie. Her name is Queenie or whatever. I became acquainted with her like 5, 6 years ago. I forgot the date. I don't know. And I was amazed at the knowledge she had about witchcraft. I found it to be quite extensive. And I drew off a lot of my knowledge from there, but I always check. I never take one person's word for anything, not even my own. But her knowledge about witchcraft and alchemy and the supernatural was quite good. Former military of some sort, whatever. In any case, brought on a show as a guest, and it didn't go so well because I discovered they were Calvinists and didn't believe in the Great Commission and were not supposed to go out and bring others to Jesus. And I said, oh, whoa. And the show went kind of badly, and rightfully so. Any case, here's the point. Point is, last year, whatever reason, whoever she's working for, I don't know, did like 11 videos on the YouTube exposing me as a shill and government agent and all this kind of stuff. At first I was like, whoa, I mean 11 videos, that's a lot of work. That's desperation. 11 videos just on little old me. I said, wow. And I did a little search myself not a little while ago, and I said, why, it's all over the place, right? And it's not garnering a whole lot of attention, but then I got to thinking about it when I first came out last year. Then I did a little search on it today again. It's still there. Okay. At one point, I said, well, when are you going to do 15, not 11? Because it's free advertisement as far as I'm concerned. And then for those that want to believe what she says on it, it's okay. Because if they believe that and don't check it out, and then find out that what I'm saying is the truth, but they believe what she says, is, you know, that's okay with me because that separates those that do the research and those that don't. I don't worry about it. I see it as free advertisement. Whatever. You see. But then I got to wondering, why would that one individual who was a former friend, and turned, we were have a different theology, I found out, would go to all that effort just to try to discredit what I say, even though everything I say is documented. I thought that was amazing. That took a lot of effort for no reason. So I surmised that she's working for somebody. Has to be. There's got to be a motivation there of some kind for that sort of work. So, you know, that's all I can tell you. So what you do in all cases, no matter who it is, you always check the sources. You always go back to the person, that'd be me, and listen to what I say. And then you say, well, that's what he said. And then you go check it out on your own. Do your own research and find out whether it's right or wrong. It's real simple. And what they don't like, and I'll tell you that, to cut through the mustard, they don't like me talking about the truth about the King James Bible. They don't like me talking about the perverse spirit and witchcraft and exposing it and reproving it and correcting it. In other words, telling you what it's really about. See, if I expose something, I'm really just teaching you about it. I'm going to expose the New World Order. I'm going to expose the New Age movements. Well, really what I'm saying is I'm going to teach you about witchcraft, teach you about the New Age movement. But I don't just do that. I believe in going further and reproving it, showing where it's evil. Now, that's what they don't like. There's a difference in exposing and exposing, reproving, and correcting. There's a difference. You see. And they call it exposing to pull you in and teach it to you. And also provide it for their initiates under the guise of exposing it. It's a trick they use. So what you got to do is expose it and correct it and reprove it and identify it for the evil that it really is. Now you go on a step further and provide evidence that anybody can get a hold of, not just you. You don't just feed a man a fish. You teach him how to fish. Now you're cooking. You see, they don't like that. And so actually her doing 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever she's done is encouraging to me, because that means I have really ticked some people off bad enough to where they want to try to discredit me. And they tried to with a network at one time to take the network actually didn't have one. They tried to set one up for me a year or two ago. That's another story. I'm not going into all that. But they failed. I ended up with a network and a Facebook page under my name now. I learned lessons. You see, so I ended up with a Facebook that's got over 5,000, I don't know, some odd people. And I got a network, all these little buttons and levers and digits and doodads and things all over the place. But, you know, it worked for me. It took me a while to figure it all out, but I did. And I got my own network. If I didn't have this network, I wouldn't be talking. Yeah, you see, so somebody's on my side. And so I haven't stopped since. Matter of fact, I've increased it. And I shall continue till I can't breathe anymore. Or till I don't have electricity. Then we'll try to find a generator. You understand? I'm not going to quit. Just to tick them off. So, you know, and I don't plan on ever quitting. Until God says that's enough. In whatever way. Okay. Yes, sir. But until then, I'm not quitting for nobody. Because there's more liars out there than there are truth tellers. They're trying to distract, take your eyes off the ball. And I may not have a 10,000 listeners and all that sort of thing, but those who want to listen, I'm here. And that's kind of how it is. That's how I see it. It's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I want to talk about, as I have before, the homosexual and the perverse spirit. I want to finish that up. And a lot of my research in this comes from Bill Cooper, comes from Irene Arlington Park, comes from a multitude of researchers. My own self, I've researched quite extensively. And I look for the truth and put it all together, and there I got it. I got a broadcast. And I've got some folks that actually, you know, write up what I'm saying after it's over with and send me a copy of what I've said, because a lot of times I don't even remember what I've said, because once I get started, I just let the Holy Spirit take over. And I get my information from experts that I read a paragraph, that I'll put my own information in there. It's just a combination of many different ways. And when it comes out to you all is dialogue on the radio. For me, I'm pulling something out, I'm checking notes, I'm going back over my timeline, I'm pulling out research as I'm talking, moving, because I have no script. And I'll pull out something like Communist Infiltration of American Churches, 1887-2012. I'll pull out information about that Bill Cooper has. I pull out information about Gary Cosgod. I got all my references on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. Nesta Webster, Anthony Sutton, I just keep pulling and jerking and talking, but what comes out of my mouth is going to be confirmed, documented, whatever you hear. You see, that's how it works. I got a network here at home, here I am, and that's how it is. And I say my prayers before I start, and I say my prayers when I'm going. And that's where I get my information and knowledge from. And Holy Spirit will talk to your heart, and I'm not afraid to speak it out whatsoever. When I say the homosexual and the perverse spirit, I'm not just picking on homosexuals at all. The perverse spirit encompasses murder, lying, fantasizing, introverted, seducing, self-exalted, fear, oral sex, worry, insatiable desires, greed, sneaky, masturbation, distortion, manipulation, incest, anal sex, malicious, bestiality, compelling, murder. All these perverse spirits that's talked about in the Bible. Family, you're not going to like this, none, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's based on supernatural interference. Supernatural origin. The idea is to expose, for example, using homosexuality as this example, the sample, how it can be prevented and how it can be destroyed. The real way. And I've explained what they go through in the past 3-4 days. And it's not all huggy when they get married and you see them all happy. It's not always that way. Matter of fact, it's very seldom that way. In John 8:32-36, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Family, when they say it comes from being born, they were born that way, there is some truth to that. I want to make sure you understand what that means, though. It doesn't mean they were born that way by genetics, per se, but the sins of the father is passed on to the son. The sins of Adam was passed on through every generation until today, even continuing, till Armageddon. The sins of the family, the sins of the father that might have been a Freemason, or the sins of the father and mother might have been in witchcraft, the evil they may have done 2 or 3 generations back will affect the generation to come. Well, after all, what happened with Noah? Noah cursed Cana, and Cana was a son of Ham, but he cursed a generation after. I'm not going to go into that. I've done a teaching on that. I've got a study on it about the curse of Cana and why Noah cursed Cana for Ham seeing his body naked and being drunk and not covering him up. That was a violation of a commandment. And God passed on the commandments, not only Adam and Eve, but also to Noah, to Abraham. But they were written in stone for Moses. But God just didn't wait till Moses came around to give him his word, because it says in the Bible about the commandments were given to Abraham also. Well, one of them is to honor thy father and thy mother. That's one of the 10 commandments. So they try to tell you that the sin committed by Ham, or maybe even Cush, was to see his father's nakedness was the same as uncovering the nakedness. And they're not the same thing. They're tricky. The people are that try to fool you. Uncovering your father's nakedness is having sex with the mother. But seeing the father's nakedness was seeing the father's nakedness. Hello. The difference in the seeing and uncovering. But those that are liars trying to tell you otherwise and cause distortion in the Bible are trying to make the seeing the nakedness the same as uncovering the nakedness. They're not the same whatsoever. So seeing the father's nakedness, Ham, and not covering him up, but coming back to the brother and saying, you know what I saw? Father, you know what he did? And it's like the brother said, what are you talking about? Let's go cover him up. Honor thy father and thy mother. He violated a commandment. To honor thy father and thy mother wasn't that Ham had sex with his father, for goodness sakes, or that he had sex with his mother either. However, the son of Canaan, Nimrod, he did. Semiramis. His mother from Cana. So he cursed that family. And Satan took control of that family line with Ham, Cana, Cush, and Nimrod. And that's where the Freemasonry began. With knowing about witchcraft. Alchemy began with Nimrod after the flood. And integration of DNA to start the giant race once again. The daughters of man, sons of God of the Old Testament, continued on to finish what they had started. But they had limited ability, limited time. They had limited access. That's why they had developed science. And once again, continue what they learned before to characterize and control the principles that God set forth, but for their own selfish desires to come back to this earth and take a physical form. That's what the Tower of Babel was all about. The Tower of Babel was built to heaven. Well, what it really means, built to the second heaven. There's three heavens. The third heaven is where God and the angels reside. The second heaven is the known universe outside the atmosphere of the earth. And supernatural, where only supernatural entities can exist. No flesh, no aliens or any of that nonsense. But supernatural, yes. And earth within the atmosphere and on earth, where humankind and animals exist and plants and all this, is the first heaven. The first heaven and third heaven is talked about in the Bible. Inference is given to the second heaven. The second heaven also includes the supernatural realm that you can't see around you, to include the second heaven of the universe that's separated between by water. Water somehow has a frequency wave vibration that keeps those entities thrown out of heaven to never be able to return, because the water somehow controls the frequency. Can't go through it. They can't, because they don't have the frequency right. God made sure of that. But they go to and fro, back and forth, like a roaring lion. Remember that? Well, that's where second heaven entities, fallen angels, Saint Germain, Moria, Rakosi, Hilarion, I know the names, Gaia, all there's like 66 of them. Through human sacrifice, invocation, and witchcraft of the perverse spirit, brings them into this realm of the physical world. They can take on physical bodies, or they can possess an individual, or they can create avatars. You know who they were? Leonardo da Vinci is documented as one of them. Columbus was documented as one of them. Martin Luther was one of them. Martin Luther of the 16th century is what Protestantism was designed for, to put a separation. And to justify, is a dialectic, to justify the Reformation movement. The Vatican created Protestantism. Made it look like Martin Luther was a good guy, but it wasn't. But God used that. But the whole idea was to set up a reason, an excuse, to start the Reformation, continue the murder by the Jesuits of humankind that rejected Roman Catholicism. It's a little complicated. They always create the dialectic using the secret societies to set it up and do the murder. St. Bartholomew massacre. 1940s, Jasanovich, Camp Jasanovich in Croatia. 827,000 souls murdered by the Ustasha, the Vatican. St. Bartholomew massacre, 16th century. French Huguenots or Christians, Jesus, not Christianity, but Jesus following Christians in France, St. Bartholomew Massacre. 100,100 souls lost. The Vatican murdered in 1 week. And between 1200 AD and 1800 AD, 600 years, the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people because they rejected Roman Catholicism. Y'all better learn your history. That's what happened. Where's it all come from? The perverse spirit, the supernatural. Mankind could not keep this up generation after generation after generation without some kind of initiation or control. It was done by supernatural, by these fallen angels. They're called today, look it up, the Ascended Masters. So when you have Master Sananda, Master Saint Germain, or whatever, those are fallen angels. Who wrote the Book of Enoch? I found him. The one that wrote the Book of Enoch in about the first century. His name, he calls himself, let me look it up, there it is, Master Ophanim Enoch, O-P-H-A-N-I-M, a fallen angel in the first to second century, wrote the Book of Enoch. Not Enoch. Enoch didn't write a book. He had a prophecy passed on that's mentioned in Jude. A prophecy doesn't say nothing about a book. His prophecy was carried down before he was taken up, carried down from generation to generation. And then God inspired the other, the follow-on prophets after the flood that would reflect anything, any prophecy that Enoch would have had, because Enoch was taken up alive to heaven. God changed his flesh by translation. Changing the molecules, changing the particles, make it from flesh into a supernatural body without him dying. Same thing for Elijah. Both of them were alive, taken up. Well, after all, remember Peter walked on the water. How did he do that? How did Peter, a physical flesh body, walk on the water? And Peter had problems, didn't he? He wasn't supernatural. How did Peter walk on the water and him still being a sinner? Not even hardly a disciple yet. But he walked on the water because his desire, his faith at that time, that certainly faltered after, but his faith at that moment of time that he stepped out of the boat kept him afloat because his body was translated while his faith was strong. That's very important what I'm saying. While his faith was strong, his body was translated into a supernatural. And then when his faith started wavering and the fear, that's why there are fear mongerings today, and the fear stepped in, he started sinking. Because the Spirit of God pulled away. Because of his fear. So if they can instill fear with you, your faith wavers. God pulls away. It physically manifestation, a physical manifestation. Prayer, then therefore, is strong when you have the faith because it changes things. It's physical. It's biology. It's chemistry. It's physics. But the Spirit of God will recognize that faith, that true faith, and that's how he answers prayers. And it affects us physically. Sometimes prayers won't be answered because of 10 reasons I've talked about before, but I'm not going there right now. So, family, I want to talk about the supernatural. Oh, I know Ebola's running around crazy, and they got that fake Ebola thing going on. It's all controlled to cause fear. If it's not nuclear explosion in the 1950s, it's Ebola here in the 2014. It's Ebola. 2009, it was the flu. thousands and thousands of people dying. It's the same scenario. Now they got, 17 kindergarten kids are infected by Ebola because of a exchange student? Oh, give me a break. Like Sandy Hook, right? Oh, yeah, and have another shooting in the school. Got to have that, of course, keep people all busy. Had a hatchet man in New York. Don't doubt that that was MK Ultra. And by the way, he's Muslim or something, going toward Muslim, and he's anti-government. Oh, yeah. Got to have that. You all know, my regular listeners and your researchers, you know about the Mogellans and the targeting of individuals, the smart dust, look it up. You know about the chemtrails and what have you, HARP and all this, that, and the other, that is true. Well, they will put these things in TV programs as part of the fictional storyline, like Criminal Minds or Spider-Man or, you know, or the Marvel comic strip thing going on TV or Hawaii 5-0, you know, these kind of shows, and they'll put that storyline into that issue into storyline. And what they do every time is make it look like it's like the person that's saying it or doing it is some anti-government crazy guy. That's what they did with Criminal Minds this past week. That people were scratching, itching. They had like AA meetings of people that thought their government was putting stuff on their skin and the government conspiracy and all that. So they made the people in there look like they're all crazy. So what happened, people watch these shows, even though they know it's, you know, some kind of fictional storyline for drama, the subconscious sees it as fact. So when you start talking to your friends about Mogellans, which are real, chemtrails, which are real, anti-government, which is real, they'll say, oh, they'll associate you with the TV characters. That's done by design, family, through Hollywood. And all this can be proven. There's no doubt about that. It is so clever how they do it. They put the truth out in front of you, but then they fictionalize it. So you associate with the truth with fiction. Very clever how they do it. It's called mind control and population control. The objectives are out there. The documented, confirmed by congressional records. The protocols, confirmed. All this is confirmed. It can be shown. But people don't want to see it because they're blinded by fear. They want the easy way out. And the easy way out is to believe the lie. The perverse spirit. All this I've said so far is my own words and my dialogue is coming out of my heart. Finding its way out my mouth. With my vocal cords. Because I let the Holy Spirit guide me. What do we have coming up now? Well, you got Sawi. You know what Sawi is? No, it's not a pig yelling. A Sawi is not a female pig either. Stop it. A Sawi is spelled S-A-M-H-I-H-A-I-N, and say it again, S-A-M, Sam, H-A-I-N. And you're saying, Sawi is spelt that way? I say, yes, it's Celtic. It's your Halloween festival, and the history is absolutely horrific. It's horrible. Halloween and covenant with death and hell. When people have their little church Halloween parties and all that, they have no idea about Sawi, which is witchcraft. And what Halloween really means. The same thing for Christmas and Easter. People don't realize this. The pagan roots of all our holidays are earmarks for certain sacrifice days of the year. For that little going back from second heaven to first heaven I'm talking about, that's exactly why. People don't realize that. So they pay us off, Christmas. They make it you that know it's a cult, that you don't celebrate Christmas, well, you're a Scrooge. You see. And those that, well, I don't participate in Halloween because it's evil. They got something for that. It's called trick or treat. So you're bound by guilt not to participate. You see how it works? And then others, you're rewarded. And you have days off. Federal daily holidays. That's what it's for. Isn't that clever? So smart. People have no idea. You look forward to Columbus Day. That's a day of sacrifice. A lot of them also are sex orgies. A lot of them, you notice in my prayers, I pray for hopefully the release of children, because children are murdered on Christmas night. Children are murdered during the holiday of Easter, April. Mass murders are committed April 19th, April 20th. All through history. Because that's a fire sacrifice day. People don't realize that. Oh, look everything up. It's all documented. Those are what I call buoys for sacrifice days, to open up the portals when the thin veil between the first and second heaven is at its thinnest, to allow the fallen angels to come into this realm and the demons to come inside also. Depends on the invocation that the witchcraft performs. That's how it works. They do not want you to know that. You see. This is called exposing and reproving. And what to pray against. Sawi, Halloween. If you knew what the first, I'll talk about that to see if I get around to it today, but if not, it'll be Monday. That'll be right before, cutting it close, before Halloween. We'll see where we get to on that one. But anything I find out, you can find out also. Some folks that's been listening to my broadcast, send me some information that, because this week I did dedicate to teaching about and correcting the perverse spirit, exposing it so you'll know what it is, had indicated some thoughts concerning it that is emerging strongly now, and it will be the acceptance of homosexual prevalence. Homosexuality, if you haven't figured it out, is against nature. That's a given. And you see an increase exponentially. And then next will be a wide acceptance of transgender people more and more. Blending of the male and female. That's the Ankh, A-N-K-H. The sexual preference for the kids. As a friend of mine wrote, and faking the second coming, as I've talked about many times before, unveiling the fake Messiah that has both male and female attributes, like Conchita Wurst. Remember Chiquita Wurst? In Gunsten, Austria. Dressed like a woman, looks like a man. But the man looks like what we think Jesus would look like. A transgender. With a beard. But dressed like a woman. Oh boy. God will not be mocked. Not at all. He will not be mocked. Conchita Wurst was born Tom Neuwirth, November 6, 1988, in Gunsten, Austria. This young artist has always dreamed of career in show business and started in 2006 when he took part in a talent show, Starmania, in 2007, joined the boy band and Jez Unders, which, however, survived for less than 1 year. But those on TV saw them on a beauty pageant. Looked like Jesus in a dress. It is the idea of the Baphomet, the blending of male and female together, which is represented by the formula called the Ankh. The oval at the top of the T of the Ankh, you have a T with an oval on top of it. You've seen that occultic sign before. The oval is the womb of the woman. The T is the dividing line, and the down part, the a vertical line down from the T down, is the penis. Sorry to be so graphic, but that's what it is. So that means male and female as one. Now, that's the shortened version of it. It's much longer. I got it on my website. You can probably find it, but you can find it yourself as well. That's what it's all about, making man, woman, woman, man, to be able to self-impregnate. Family, they've just about got there now. They're transplanting wombs. They've got a transgender had a baby, a male transgender with a baby, and they're going to combine the two, and they've got it. It's the ultimate mocking of God. And this is what the bottom line is. So first they got to get you to accept transgender. And you know how far back that goes? Where it's up and close and personal. I've talked about that before, and even this week. Was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. When she submitted a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions, 1977. Besides bringing women to the military, assigning them to combat roles, which is different, to eliminate traditional feminine roles. This is part of it. But she also said to eliminate traditional family concept in this report, as husband is breadwinner, wife is homemaker, integrate all male, all female organizations, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities, to eliminate traditional male roles. So there she's got two ways, and this is part of getting you to accept the transgender concept and the perverse spirit. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her report, and I got a copy of it. Don't tell me no. You can find a copy yourself too. This goes way back. This is all connected to what I'm talking about today. Now you see why I'm not too popular? Because people don't want to hear it. Well, I can't help that. I'm not going to talk about the popular issues of today and the way they want to. Because to me it's boring. Because it's not true. It's distraction. It's trying to fool people. And I don't like that. And I ain't going to talk about it. If I even have one listener, I'm going to keep talking about it. And I'll record it and I'll send it out viral or whatever. I'm not going to stop talking. God put it on my heart, and I'm going to continue doing it. I feel I got to say that. To let you know, I ain't going to leave you back. But don't believe a word I say. Oh, where'd that come from? Check it out yourself. Do your own research. Challenge everything I say. Challenge it, darn it. Don't just take my word for something. Do your own work. But you know, the Halloween, it's all linked together, is the day itself is Druid origin. 9-1-1, World Trade Center, is linked up to the Druid sacrifice. Not Islam, but Luciferian, Freemasonry. Druid, that is the enemy. Islam is an enemy, but a made enemy. Zionism is an enemy, even to the Jewish people. But they're all distractions to keep you away from the truth. And the truth is witchcraft, druid, secret societies. That's the enemy, you see. They don't want you to know that. So the members of that sometimes don't even know themselves that they're their own enemy, because they're only kept at a certain level of knowledge about this. It's called plausible deniability. It's called different degrees of blood oaths. Only told what they need to be told. And each level you go, they know more than the other. Nobody knows it all. In the center of it is Lucifer, the fallen angel, supernatural. It's all about druids. It's all about satanic worship. It's all about secret societies. That's your enemy. You had a woman arrested for a tweet. Her tweet showed red stilettos, red slippers, right? Red stilettos on the Quran. So she gets arrested for a tweet showing red stilettos on the Quran. Well, now, if this is true, it's ridiculous. If it's not true, it's still carried as true. Well, here's my point. What did Baptist preacher man, Terry Jones, a little old backwoods preacher from Florida, he burned the Quran. He hung an effigy of Obama. You got Steven Anderson that says he hates Obama, wants him killed or something. You've got Rick Joyner who's calling for a military takeover of the U.S. government. I ain't going to play it for you now, but you can find yourself. I'm not going to do that now. Of the U.S. government, and nothing's done to either one of them, none of them. You know, how absurd is this? And you got a woman here, allegedly, has a tweet showing red stilettos on the Quran, she gets arrested. How ridiculous is it going on with the news and our government and our newscasting and our secret society's mind-bending nonsense? It's almost funny. Because they're part of the secret society, that's why. Like Terry Jones was held as a hero. People didn't have to on the talk shows. Well, Terry Jones is somebody you don't know about. Terry Jones worked in Germany for like 30 years. He has a cult group. I've even got a handbook of his cult rules. C-U-L-T, cult. Probably for the occult, too. But a member of P2. Secret agencies over in Europe. See, the thing about burning the Quran worked for them because when you burn something that belongs to someone else, a religion, they dig into it. They defend it. That's what they want. Because the real way would be to witness to Muslims, not to take it up and to expose it to them, but to witness the love of Jesus to them. And say take it up. I didn't say condone it. But the purpose of it that they're taught is to burn the Quran, make a big deal of it, and then what happened? Riots happened as a result of some backwoods preacher in Florida burning the Quran in some little backwoods place in Florida, started riots over in the Middle East. Oh, give me a break. It's already set up that way. Because he's part of the world government. Then he's brought on talk shows and all this as a hero. He's no hero. He works for the Illuminati. That's how they do it. And then the so-called Baptist preachers or evangelists are acting like crazy fools. And then what you are, who are real Christian, real born again, are associated with their activities as being crazy also. That's how they do it. A dialectic. Association. So when you really witness the love of Jesus, or you really witness someone, you're discredited immediately because you're associated with these activities of those pretending to be on your side. This is the game they play. It's very complicated how they play it, but this is how it works. What's going on in schools today? You had one substitute teacher had sex with a student during a pep rally. She texted him. Yeah, anyway. Then another one was having sex like 30 times or, well, I don't know, whatever. So this calls for international rights of the child to be signed. We've got to protect our children from these female predators in high school, don't we? So we should sign the international rights of the child to protect our children from these predatory teachers. Yeah, well, that's how they're doing it. See, some of these teachers and nurses are into witchcraft and into the Eastern Stars and are told to do these things. They haven't reported to justify not only control or protection of our children, but the main part is control of it. So it's called the dialectic, false flags. They want that signing of the International Rights of the Child Convention so bad they can taste it. Because once it's signed and justified and signed, that takes the children away from you. So they got to have justification for it. So they set up these situations. They report it. They have teachers to act badly. They even have a TV movie or a movie in a TV program, teacher acting badly or bad teacher acting, whatever, on the programs. It's all about mind control. It's all about leading you in that direction. I've told you before, the Council of Foreign Relations, how many areas they control. Look it up. I'm not going to go over it now. I've mentioned also before the Star Group that's controlled by Harry Kissinger. And the Star Group, pentagram, Star Group, 5 points, controls worldwide insurance protocols, banking protocols, real estate protocols, high technology like cybernetics and HARP and communications, etc., and entertainment. And Kissinger, the Star Group, is under Tavistock Behavioral Think Tank. See how it works? Tavistock is controlled by the Royal Institute of International Affairs, which is Illuminati in London, Chatham House. And they're part of the Round Table. The Round Table Study Group, when they get together, they discuss objectives to control the population and depopulation of the Bilderbergs, Trilateral Commission, Gorbachev Foundation, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of National Affairs, and the UN, and the Club of Rome. Representatives meet around this round table, literally, and discuss what they've discussed, bring it to the table, and the discussions and the milestones, advice, recommendations, pulled together, then it's submitted to the Committee of the 300, further used by the Council of 33, the Council of 13 of the Illuminati. That's how it really works. And the Illuminati family, the Illuminati, are slaves of the fallen angels. Now, I got to tell you something else now. Then we'll jump into this perverse spirit thing. I'll tell you two things. I had said, as this Queenie had mentioned in her videos that I use for my advertisement, negative advertisement, but at least it brings people maybe there to find out. Anyway, she says that I said that Satan was going to appear at Mount Shasta, California. Mount Shasta, another Wesak festival. That's actually true. Because if you do the research, you will find that Satan, Lucifer, has taken up the name of Sanat Kumara as a masquerade to cover over his name Satan to Lucifer. Sanat Kumara, Kumara, is his masquerade, is his ascended master name as he does appear or channels through those at the Wesak festival, whichever one that may be significant. So does Saint Germain, Moria, Rakosi, Hilarion. These are all fallen angels. So it's not a big surprise when it says in the Bible, he goes, where are you going, Satan? He's going, he tells God, I'm going to and fro, back and forth. What the dickens do you think that means? It means he's going back and forth, to and fro, from the second heaven to the first heaven, into this realm. I'm telling you how he does it. A ritualized sacrifice, murder, collecting the life force energy going through the veil. And he's appearing as Sanat Kumara. They don't want you to know that. That's why they're identifying it, me as crazy. But I can actually prove it. And you can too. Look it up. Sanat Kumara, S-A-N-A-T, Sanat is an anagram for Satan. And look up the Kumaras. Kumaras are high-level fallen angels. And the Wesak festivals and certain other meetings together, they're invoked into those meetings, and they lead those meetings. And they carry out the plans of the Bilderberg. They carry out, direct the Bilderbergers to do certain things, and the Trilaterals and the Illuminati to do certain things. That's how they do it. And boy, they don't want you to know that, let me tell you. And that's why I pray against it. That's why they're going to destroy. Oh, they're coming after me. They are. They are, eventually. And the several others that they'll come after, for real. It won't be something like, well, they tried to attack me yesterday. I had none of that. When they really come after you, you're gone. If God allows it. Which is fine with me. Because I don't intend on stopping. I fear nobody. And I don't intend on it. You see. So, that's non-negotiable. Death for me is accepted. And that's the only way they're going to do it. But right now, I'm not as important. You see, I don't have a following. I don't have, you know, thousands of people following me and doing all this and all that. But eventually, they got to take you out. But they got to discredit. The best way to discredit you, that's the best way to do it. Well, that's what she's trying to do. So that gives me encouragement that she's going through all this effort to discredit what I say means I'm damaging somebody up there. Otherwise, they wouldn't even do it. Wouldn't even pay any attention. So for me, it's encouraging. Yes. There it is. Honey Boo Boo. You ever heard of Honey Boo Boo? Canceled after reports claim Mama June is dating a sex offender. Well, we got to protect those children, don't we? Because on this reality show, Mama June, oh God, what names, is dating a sex offender. She's on TV. Oh, these people are so corny. Oklahoma judge allows a law on abortion pills to take effect. Oklahoma, you're getting in so much trouble. You better silence those Freemasons there. They're going to bring hell down upon your state if you don't. And then they get here. Here it is, an article that's starting to come around. Supreme Master Teacher Sananda, quote-unquote Jesus, says Earth News concocted in studios rather than reported. Saint Germain, Ebola, and other fears. Ashtar on the road. Ashtar. All this is New Age nonsense, but fallen angels is now coming into the public view. Little by little. Family, get ready for this lie about fallen angels. And that Jesus is an alien. You got to be kidding me. If people buy off on that, some Christians, you got to be joking, man. But it's going to happen. People, even the very elect, would be befooled if it was possible. What's really going on in the background? The perverse spirit is exactly what's going on. I've talked the past several days about this. That's really what's behind it all. I talked about the past couple of days about the life of the homosexual. And of course, this goes to every other one that is involved in these perverse spirits, has these idols or suicides, murders, incests, and stuff like this. Child molestations. Recently, they found several dead infants in a U-Haul storage container. Family, this is about killing the children, and a woman that kills enough of them by abortion or otherwise, by design, invocation, knowingly can advance to a goddess stage because that's the ultimate. Let me put it like this. The stars, actresses, actors, those under the blood oath, they know, and politically too, that are involved in this, know that the sacrifice of a loved one will move them up in status. That's why you have grandmothers or sisters, brothers, half-brothers, whatever. Or say when Russia, some time ago, sacrificed an entire plane full of their sports stars. This is all part of it. Advances their efforts. Individually, the same thing. They'll name and give up a family member to die so they'll be able to advance up in the supernatural realm in their position. This is not good. That's what they do. Everything, all these sins that we do, they have result. You ever know that? Notice that. Every one of them. In one way or another. Well, the curses and designs. People are not aware that the source of homosexuality is demonic power. Those that straight and they get involved in politics, or those in arts, acting, other areas, gain power, but only if they perform a homosexual act, they have to do it. Because that causes the Holy Spirit to pull away from them. That connection to God pulls away. That it's physics, family. It's physics. In the same way Peter lost his faith by sinking, it resulted in sinking, by people conducting or performing an abomination knowingly, caused the Holy Spirit to pull away. You see the connection? It works. Unfortunately, they use it. So by performing a homosexual act, and not wanting to, but doing it anyway, will allow you to become possessed. But you will advance in your career. But you can never get away from it. When you start to get away, they hold on to you. The strong man will cause you to self-destruct, commit suicide. Some of the actors and singers and songwriters and dancers around 27 to 32 years old, if they've had this going on for quite some time, implode. They do something that they want to get out of it, but they can't. They're lied to and said that if you do a good deed, it cancels the contract you made with Lucifer. But it's a lie. I've mentioned this before. I've talked about it before. And this is known in Hollywood, everywhere from Katy Perry Rolling Stones, I mean all of them, Beatles. For example, here's just one sample. I'm just going to play one. I got to move on.
I had to ask some friends who was hearing a lot about her, and so they told me, you know, who she was and what she was doing. And I come from the school of thought. There's just some things that the public just shouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? Like things that happen between two people, a wife and a husband, girl. I just don't think that it's for mass consumption. I just have always felt that way, and I just think that the whole idea of celebrity and fame has become really convoluted and, you know, kind of bastardized, like whereas fame used to be the byproduct of success, and now it's the ultimate goal. And if your ultimate goal is to be famous, then you're going to do a lot to get there, like sign your name in blood in a contract with the devil. Like you're going to end up on a one-way street, and it's going nowhere. Like that's just the truth. I've seen so many people, like, forsake their moral code and their value systems just for a little bit of fame, and it's not worth it at the end of the day. It's really not worth it.
You see, that's real. This is the reality. And people don't realize this. It's all of them that's made it. They're either Freemasons or gotten to witchcraft, warlocks, whatever, but they signed their name over to Lucifer, and they're stuck. Now, I'm not going to play the rest of them because it just gets, you know, takes up a lot of time. Now, this is the bottom line. Many times, unsuspecting people, such as professing Christians, are not totally sold out to the Lord or acknowledgeable to the Word of God and spiritual warfare. They will become agents of Satan themselves because of ignorance of the works and wiles of the devil. God said in Hosea 4:6, "My people are perishing for lack of knowledge." So all they do, the preachers talk about the love of God. That's great. That's nice. And that's you should. But he's got to tell them about the enemies out there and how to defeat the enemy. Otherwise, you'll not see the love of God because you won't receive it when you turn away from him. You see? So they don't tell you how to stay away or how to gain it. And that's by design. It's not accidental. It's what they do on purpose. Knowing spiritual warfare. Knowing how to become born again. Knowing what to stay away from is important. So the spirits of divination, these diverse spirits, perverse spirits, function kind of a communication center. The symbols, hand signs, things they do to their body, their allegiance, saying prayers to Satan is a common thing in Hollywood today. Why would they do that? Because what they do on the screen affects millions. And then they use them in their own projects and supporting their efforts. Environmental pollution, abortion, etc. Notice that. So, what I wanted to talk about, in one way, one method they use, is what's called the Hegelian dialectic. It is their bread and butter. It is their method they've used for generations. The Jesuits use it extensively. The Jesuits set up our Civil War, confirmed by Lincoln. But it goes back to the Declaration of Independence. It goes back to Magna Carta. It goes back to Nimrod. It goes back to Adam and Eve. One of the most important weapons they use to enslave humanity, even of today, Ebola, right now, is a perfect, absolute example, is a Hegelian dialectic. The Hegelian dialectic is kind of like a framework or guide for our thoughts and actions to a predetermined solution. Okay? So it's kind of like playing chess in a way, pawns in the game. Understanding how these elite Illuminati manipulate the world, the Jesuits they use as their murderers and hitmen, all Jesuits are trained this way. Alberto Rivera confirms this. Congressional records confirm their oath. Lincoln, in a quote, confirms that they set up our Civil War that resulted in the greatest loss of military personnel in the history of our country. We fought each other, for goodness sakes. And doing it again. Vets, border, feds. You got the feds on one side and the vets on another that fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. They come back. They get jobs in the FEMA, get jobs in the feds. The others don't get jobs, but they fought together in Iraq and Afghanistan. So now one's on the Fed side and one's on the militia side. They're going to fight each other. Now, you guys out there in militia, how stupid is that? And you feds, how dumb can you be that you take a blood oath to have your throat cut across, tongue torn out by the root, not to reveal secrets that you know is against your own family? How stupid are you? How dumb can you actually be that your reward when you come back is more important than those that you live with all your life? And those you fought with in Iraq and Afghanistan. How stupid is that? We didn't learn to say anything from the Civil War. You go to the Bundy Ranch. Bundys are Illuminati. A bunch of liars anyway. In Nevada. To find out if white would fight white. And then Ferguson would black fight white. Cause division. Y'all falling for it every time. Every doggone time. Didn't learn anything from the Civil War. Now did we? That the enemy is within ourselves, the fallen angels, directing the secret societies to fight each other. And then they're going to kill you when they're done. How dumb is that? But you're going to do it anyway, aren't you? And you're going to try to silence us for telling you about it. That's double stupid. You know, makeup can fix ugly, but it sure can't get away stupid. Stupid shows up all kinds of ways. Anyway, I feel better. You know, when you're aware how the elite uses a dialectic to steer societies around, you have a powerful tool in staying ahead of not only them, but the crowd as well. You guys in Blackwater, they're taking you as fools. They're using you to kill. Then they're going to kill you. They're bringing felons in as your police force, infiltrating into police forces to identify those good cops that they're going to take out when they have a world dictatorship come about. North American Union, they're going to take out the good cops. You're not going to live. They cannot let you just get out and go. They're bringing in felons, 185,000 plus felons infiltrating into police departments. That's where you get your abuse of cops doing this, that, and the other. All kinds of things. That you see what the cop did? Yeah, because these aren't real cops. And then the ADL comes in and trains nationwide our cops. What business is the ADL training our cops? They're trained to be communists of what they're doing. Brainwashing them in the academies. And they're letting it happen. They're using the dialectic designed to get us in a frenzied defense or an offense of a particular idea or thesis. So the natural outgrowth of this Hegelian dialectic is the outgrowth of an original idea, the opposite idea or antithesis. It will breed its own defense and offense. For example, the Sandy Hook false flag. To justify putting police in your schools. And you'll like it. You'll want it. Because they produce the bad situations, the shooters that's on Prozac, ADHD, hello. The Prozac, every single shooting has been because of Prozac in the body. Mind control. Justify security in the school. Well, here's a reason for the security in the school there, family. It's to protect the school from the family. From the family of the child that wants to take their child out of the school when they start this vaccination or teaching them or putting chips on their body. And you get a text message at work or home saying, Mama, they got these things we're going to put on our bodies, or they're teaching us this, or they're going to put vaccinations, we're required to do it, what should I do? You're going to leave home, you're going to leave work immediately to go get your child out of there, aren't you? Yeah, you are. But the problem is, because the International Rights of the Child that's going to be passed, or the police already there will be a different policeman, by the way, is going to stop you from doing it, and they will arrest you, and you can hold up a certificate. I'm a sovereign citizen. You can't do that. They will laugh at you and put handcuffs on your butt, tase you, and put you in a vanny wagon. That sovereign certificate you got is worth 2 cents. It's to placate you. This is what it's all about. And keep in mind, they lose anyway. The test is coming. The judgment is coming. But through Jesus Christ, taking Him as your Savior, and doing the right things, studying the right word, will prepare you for what's to come. Nothing else will do it. And your fear will sink you deeper like Peter. So they set up the false flag, sinking of the Maine, Pearl Harbor, Lexington and Concord, April 19th, 1775, the Alamo, every one of these all through our entire history, proven to be false flags to justify the dialectic, to set up a new world order, stage by stage, step by step, phase by phase. You know, in America, the most familiar Hegelian dialectic is the Republican-Democrat parties. Did you know? Were you aware that a man of God, besides JFK, but another man of God specifically I'm going to mention, Martin Luther King, a great man of God, he started off kind of wrong, as did JFK, as did Lincoln, as did most of them, until God got a hold of him and turned him around on his side. That's how God works. Well, Martin Luther King said, and I quote, in 1960s, before the Jesuits and the Freemasons assassinated him, Martin Luther King said, I quote, "We must face the appalling fact that we have been betrayed by both the Democratic and Republican parties." Even Malcolm X was against the New World Order. Malcolm X said, I quote, "If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6, there's no progress. If you pull it out all the way out, that's not progress. Progress is healing the wound that the blow made. And they haven't even pulled the knife out, much less heal the wound. They won't even admit the knife is there." He's talking about the same ones. And JFK said, quote, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations," unquote. He said that in 1960, 61, before he was assassinated. All of them have warned us. And Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, JFK, and Bobby Kennedy, all four have something in common. They were killed by the same secret societies and Jesuit murderers. Now, the two parties, on the left you have the socialist, you have the corporates, the fascists, Republicans, that are pro-debt. Debt is to control the country, since 1789, 1859, 1929. In 1999. All of them have a false flag. All of them with 70-year bank cycles by design. Oh, yeah, I've talked about that before. They're pro-debt, pro-war, and pro-corporation. You'll find the Republicans and your religious sect group on the side of the Council of National Policy, which is under the Council of Foreign Relations. Your James Dobson, Palin, LaHaye, Council of National Policy. Other right-wingers, pro-debt, pro-war, pro-corporation. They're on the left-hand side, working together, as Martin Luther King said, we have the socialists, the communists, Democrats that are pro-tax, pro-social issues, pro-labor, and both of these two fight back and forth every year in a contrived, scripted drama known as Washington politics. Hollywood has a lot to do with showing them how to act on both sides. Because the Council of Foreign Relations helps them work together, you don't know about. So the synthesis of these two supposedly opposite ideas is a lesser of two evils, the mess you got now. Kerry, well, this president, talking about Bush, he's got a big problems and blah, blah, blah. Well, Kerry and Bush are cousins. How about that? Yeah, buddy, they're cousins. Gore and Clinton, they're cousins in the same Merovingian bloodline, as is Cheney. Uh-huh, that's correct. You've been fooled, family. Democrats, Republicans work together. Matter of fact, I got me a quote for you, for y'all. 1944. Norman Mattoon Thomas. He was a 6-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. He said in 1944, and I quote, excuse me, I quote 1944 speech of Norman Mattoon Thomas, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Now watch this. Watch. You can't watch. Listen to this. The other side of the coin is that in 1930, now you'll still have an appreciation. You'll have sort of appreciation for what some folks said about our education system that goes back to the 1800s, early 1900s. Based on that, now you see, 1930, Charles Francis Potter said, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every public school is a school of humanism," unquote. Now, 57 years later, it's all continuous. Herbert London of New York University said, and I quote, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last 2 decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment." That's Marxism and socialism. Ah, there's the word. "And almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar." Georgia Ann Geyer, 1989, said, and I quote, oh, she's a syndicated columnist for Clinton back in the 1990s. She said, I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities," unquote. And Roger Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu," that's Marxism and social humanism, at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels, unquote. So Reagan is a liar. He said in 97, Gorbachev, tear down that wall. He lied. He knows very well. He's a Nazi of Malta. He's a liar like the rest of them. You see what I'm talking about here now, don't you? But now, that's Democrats. Republicans, you know better. Matter of fact, you're almost worse because you plan the wars to kill our children and kill our young boys and girls in wars that you prepared from a right-wing point of view. I got evidence for that, too. I could smack every one of you if I had a chance. I tell you what, that shouldn't say that, but you ticked me off. I'm a former U.S. Marine. I joined the military to fight for my country. I prayed to God I had the opportunity. I didn't know that you... I didn't know that you, members of Council of Foreign Relations, planned these wars to kill, murder, and steal. It says in the Chicago Tribune, 1950, editorial. As in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council of Foreign Relations for the ill-advised entry in the first police action. Quote, the members of the Council of Foreign Relations should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, the Korean War. And it's run by Republicans. The wars are set up to kill, destroy, maim, and burn up money. That's what you Republicans do at the highest level. Under the Freemasonry, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars. You're traitors to God, you're traitors to this country, you're traitors to mankind. You're even exposed by General Douglas MacArthur. Patton, others expose. He talks about that, and I'm not going to go into that right now. But how the Korean War was set up to lose. MacArthur confirms that. So the dialectic is how do you do it. That's how they do it. I'm talking to two people now. I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to them too. You heard me right. When you understand the elite or collectivists, they seek to destroy individuality and freedom, and the picture is easier to see then. You can see through the news that you hear every day that they blame the bankers. It's the bankers doing this. We're going to close down the Federal Reserve and get the bankers and arrest them. That's a load of nonsense. The bankers are nothing but pet boys, nothing but shoe shiners. It's a secret society. It's Knights of Malta, the Zionists, the highest positions. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, I can't say it enough. It's the witchcraft inside the governments. Notice I use a plural. That work together. The proper scale is not the false left and right paradigm. It's the total government power or total freedom. If you're a freedom lover, it doesn't matter if your government is fascist or socialist, you lose. The synthesis of these two is that we get more power and money taken from us to fund every special interest in the world to control the finances. So you want funding for a $1 trillion war? Sure. Just support a $1 trillion prescription drug plan. You want unemployment extended? Sure. Support a tax cut for the rich. They got it all worked out. Now, this is in China, Russia, Britain, America. Your leaders don't give a hoot about you. They care about their secret society. They cause us to fight each other. They did in Germany. Heck, they brought over 10,000 Nazis over here that were all experts, socialists. Sociologists, chemists, rocket scientist Von Braun. We brought 10,000. As a matter of fact, it's confirmed now that they paid Social Security. They took it out. That's recently, in the past week, confirmed we brought Nazi war criminals over here and set them up so they could keep it going. We didn't win the war. We just brought it over here and protected it. Goodness gracious alive. How these people sleep, I don't know. I don't think they do. So the elite want to move something fast, right? So what they do, whatever movement it is or war or whatever, they create a problem, reaction, solution scenario. Over and over, they create problems under the guise of solving them. No, they create them, then solve them. They wait for it to create the inevitable mess. Then they walk in with a predetermined answer almost every time, and it happens in the crisis, follows the same pattern over and over, and we fall for it every single darn time. You see. Every time we fall for it. Every single time. The 2008 financial crisis. Well, the elite took away a lot of the regulations that were enacted during the Great Depression. The Great Depression was set up way back in the 1700s. Actually, 1900s, they put it into effect. They knew 1789, in its 70-year bank cycle would end. So they set up the Civil War, put us under debt. Jesuits caused it to happen. Controlled us by putting the French on the south and the Germans on the north to make sure we didn't get too powerful. Make sure we fought each other. That was Jesuits. Lincoln confirms this. Lincoln does, all right? So 1859, they had 70 years. 1929, they had to form the financial control. Edward Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson. I've got their documented quotes between the two of them confirming this, you understand? The greatest fraud in American history. I got a quote from Woodrow Wilson's diary, for goodness sakes. So 1929, when as planned to set up the Depression, to put us under a debt, they planned a military takeover of the U.S. government, but didn't happen. You know about that, General Butler, who blew the whistle. Okay, so 1929, add 70 years, 1999, was supposed to have been the end and the beginning of the New World Order. World War III was supposed to take place in Kosovo in 1999 of June. Wesley Clark, that liar and Rhodes Scholar, was supposed to set up the conditions necessary for World War III to take place by December 1999. But didn't happen. Oops. So they had to give land to China through the foreign trade zones already here. Oh, family just goes on and on and on. Collateral, debt, collateral, debt, collateral, debt. It all set up by Hegelian dialectic. Now, I really covered it short and quick. I've talked about details before, but I don't have time to go over it now. I'm giving you an overall how they do it. Has been planned from generation to generation of these little pagan children that they raise up to go to the next level. They raise up their own little pagan children, and they continue on with this agenda until they finally get a new world order. Well, the new world order is going to be very, very temporary, because that will bring on Jesus Christ, and he's going to slam dunk them like they don't have any idea it's going to happen. But the Psalms 20, in Psalms it talks about the wicked, the evil shall say the wicked. God's going to turn them over to a reprobate mind, and their lust will cause them to fight each other. They will not succeed. They will lose. But this financial crisis, let me go back to that. What they did was, to regulate the banks, they lowered the lending rates, right? It sparked a boom. That's how they do it. They can do it anytime they want to. Harvard won't tell you this. Harvard lies anyway, because they're socialist. Marxist, remember I told you that. They created all the exotic, fraudulent funding vehicles that they come up with, and they made billions on the way up, knowing all along this is going to blow up. They waited for the music to stop and for American Congress to panic. All set up. And then they had the structures underneath the belt buckle. You understand? They waited for the music to stop. Well, then they had the structures under the belt buckles. to walk into Congress with a $700 billion ransom note and said, sign it or there's going to be martial law in America, remember? Yeah, they're always talking about that, aren't they? And the Civil War coming, do it or a Civil War will take you out. It's all part of the dialectic, bunch of liars. And this financial coup d'etat was carefully planned, executed operation by the elite. They're going to do it again, too. And all the right pieces were in place to pull off this heist in less than 1 week. They're going to fall for it again. You wait till they have the RV of the Iraqi dinar. You wait till they have this worldwide financial reset. Ooh, it's going to get sticky. Yes, it is. Something big's coming. But it don't matter what they do. Not one bit. Because when the supernatural takes control, when the supernatural reveals itself, we're closer and closer to the return of Jesus Christ. You see. It's in Psalms 34:21. In Psalms 34:21, it tells you what's going to happen. Do not lose faith. Do not give up. And they don't have the power, but God does. In Psalms 34:21, it says distinctly, and in that Psalms, this prophecy is thrown at you right quick, right in front of you. It's like, where'd that come from? It's two prophecies back to back in Psalms 34:20 and 34:21. Because all of a sudden, when you're reading Psalms 34, it just tells you, Psalms 34:20, he keeps all his bones, not one of them broken. It's like, where'd that come from? It called you want to find it, don't it? What it's talking about there is a prophecy in the Old Testament of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. It's not yet happened. That's why the Bible is such an amazing book. It throws a scripture right there at you, out of nowhere, by itself. That's a prophecy. And then it gets to 34:21. Another prophecy just kind of pops out at you. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Now, Freemasons, Knights of Malta, you consider yourself righteous by taking a blood oath. Psalms 5:33-37 says you don't. But you do anyway, don't you? And don't the Master Mason or Grand Inspector General say that these are just idle words for ritual? Well, that's another lie, they tell you. Because every word you speak, God takes account for. But how is that verse, Psalms 34:21? Evil shall slay the wicked. Wouldn't the evil work with the wicked? Wouldn't the evil use the wicked for their for fruition of their agenda? Well, yeah. So that don't make sense now, does it? But it does when you read about how God will turn them over to a reprobate mind. When it tells you right there that he's going to cause the evil to slay the wicked, that you're going to fight among yourselves that are the wicked, that are taking the blood oath, that's the Nephilim, the transhumanized armies, are going to fight each other to death. You don't have Joel's army. God takes care of all that. That's how God works. But this dialectic, where they finally knocked the legs out of the dollar. They may hold off on that. It's hard to say. I don't think they're ready yet, but who knows? It don't matter what they do. I don't really worry about it. It don't matter what they do. Oh, we've got some hard times. Your faith will be tested, guarantee that. But I'm not overly concerned. I trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, even in death. So I don't really give a hoot. I'm not concerned about him. Even pray for the fall for the Freemasons. Pray for the Knights of Malta. Pray that they will get out of there and renounce a blood oath. Because all they're going to get is hell. There's no way they're going to defeat the Creator. It's not possible. And this false extraterrestrial announcement that's coming is going to fool a lot of Christians. There's always a freedom of choice in any of the dialectics, but the elite don't even want us to consider it. This is how they do it. Now, on Monday, I'm going to continue on with this discussion about the homosexual and the perverse spirit. I'm going to continue on until I push the envelope as far as I can to show you what's really going on in the background and how to get out of it, how to deal with it. My heart tells me to keep going with it. And then next week, I'm going to talk about Halloween on Monday. What Halloween's really all about. It goes way beyond some First Baptist Church Halloween down in the basement, come one, come all, for the popcorn balls and the bobbin' apples. Family's way beyond that. I can't believe, you know, people just don't... How come a preacher don't do the research on it and realize what Halloween's all about? I mean, it's in front of your face. Oh, I know it's cute. You know, have your little girl dressed as a little princess and all that. That's cute. And all that. And I've been there, you know. I didn't wear that, no. But, you know, a pirate or a John Wayne or whatever costume. It's all cute and all that. But really, what's going on? You better know what's happening. Well, family, we're coming to the end of the program. I want to remind you that we're played up at highportradio.net. It's highportradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, controls or has three towers. He plays our broadcasts and Bible studies randomly up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's going to extend himself, take a chance to extend himself. So give him a hand up there, y'all, and find out his sponsors and give him a good word and check out his website there, highportradio.net. But for us, he just randomly plays our broadcast and Bible studies. Also, my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Visit those if you'd like. And then I have archives that's ongoing on my website. And then tonight is Bible study, 8 to 9. And I'm going to focus on what I've been talking about, the supernatural and so forth, how it works, and redemption, salvation, which is most important. Everything else will come and go. Ebola will come, Ebola will go. Something else will pop up, or a dollar crash, or a financial reset, a civil war, or whatever, I don't know, whatever they come up with. But whatever it is they do, they will not succeed in the long term. It's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of us. But what hasn't? Each generation's had its time. Don't lose faith of Jesus Christ under no circumstances, for no reason. Hang in there. Satan is real. Supernatural is real. Witchcraft pervades in the world governments. You heard me right. Some of them don't even know what they're involved in. Circles of knowledge. Degrees of knowledge. Blood oath keeps them stupid. Lustful. Wanting rewards. They're never going to get it. They can never rest. They can never sleep. They can never stop. They're never satisfied. Always in fear. Always in worried. Family, that's a perverse spirit going on there. They're tortured inside because of the supernatural. Anything that's not natural is caused by the supernatural to your detriment. Jesus Christ offers you rest. In times of trouble, he gives you relief. Sometimes you'll be tested. Last through the test. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And remember what I've talked about. And if you got comments or recommendations, let me know. but look for truth on your own. And you'll find it through the Holy Spirit. But you contact the Holy Spirit. Don't let a preacher do it. Don't let a rabbi do it. Don't let a priest do it. You do it. And the only truth you're going to find is in the King James Bible. And not one theologian in the history of man since then has ever shown otherwise. They claim, they always fail. King James stands the test of time until the falling away happens. And that's what it's called, the falling away. Family, it's coming. Just be ready. Get your house in order. The house is that which you houses your spirit, your soul. Have a great night, and God bless you all. This is The Watchman, signing off.
Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had